Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 downwards. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses the man of God concerning me and you in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of people melt, but wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word to Moses, while children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and preaching of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Father, thank you for this wonderful rainy morning. We pray that your word will be placed in our eyes, we'll be able to explain your word well. And we ask that your people will be blessed, that they would never be the same. We give you praise, we give you glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, the title of my sermon is Strong for the Lord's Glory. Strong for the Lord's glory. The passage we read is one of the interesting passages of scripture. You can find in the Bible. There are so many issues that we can raise from the passage we just read. We can talk about it with respect to personal promise for an individual's life. Because a man was 40 years and he was promised a land or a property. After 35 years, he came for the fulfillment of the prophecy. So every promise God has given you can come to pass. We can also look at this passage with respect to spiritual selection. Caleb, like Joshua and 10 others, were selected from 12 tribes, and each was representing a tribe.
Now Joshua and Caleb, and then Prophet Yom from Israel, Abusua Kunina Moyada, Yasada, Eyi Womiasamu Eyi.
So, anytime God gives you an opportunity to do something for the kingdom or for the church, you must take it seriously.
And until Bibiara, Ubekwen Jabisa, we be Bidiamonia, Australian, and now sorry Fienu, Somu Yena Ye.
Because every assignment from God goes with a corresponding inheritance. We can all talk about the fondness or the love that Caleb had for Moses from that passage. You know, we read from verses 6 to 11. That's about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 6 verses. He mentioned the name of Moses 4 times.
Caleb had a certain fondness or love for father that God had given him. Then we can talk about physical fitness. Because Caleb said that his strength at the age of 85 is the same as the strength he had at the age of 40.
Caleb said, wedding fear or what you know, Nelson, or dear, or what would you know? At some run, no wedding fear dying.
Recently, I saw the child of a certain mother I have known for a very long time. The time I got him, he was very lame. He became fat. And my last picture of him, he looks like a bouncer at a disco. You know, he looks very masculine, muscles everywhere with a wild beard. He looks like a bouncer. That's people who stand at gates so that people cause trouble pop abroad. He looks like a bouncer. Strong, macho. That's what I'm talking about. So strong for the Lord's glory is what I'm talking about. Can an 85-year-old be as strong as a 40-year-old? Is it possible? I don't know naturally, but that's what he said. And I have no reason to doubt him. Because he had an excellent spirit in him. The man said, I'm 85 years old. I can go to war as I went for war when I was 40 years. It's incredible.
And
many 80 and 70-year-old men and women, their coordination and balance is not good. How come Caleb could say, I am 85 and I'm strong to go to battle, not to go to battle, but to come out of battle as I used to when I was fought? Because there are battles, you can go strong, but when you are coming, they have to carry you. But he said, I could go and come and my strength is intact. It is important that you don't say things are not true. It is important in your life, don't say things that are not true. It is called integrity or honesty. It is also important that the difference between what you say and what you do, the gap should be closing every day of your Christian life. It is called spiritual growth. People have said that in our country, we like to talk, but we don't do much. It may be true in the life of the nation. It can be true in a person's life. You know, and I about this many years ago, I decided that I will not talk much about many things except I'm doing it what I need to do. Now, I will not talk much because the gap between what you say and what you are doing must be so close that when you say something, people must know that look, you are very serious. It's not like you are joking. It's not you are saying something to while away time. What you say must be so serious that people will see it and will take it aside. This is what is called spiritual growth. And all of us must be closing the gap every day of our lives until we become people of our word. When I say I will do something for you, nothing will change. I must do it for
you. Now,
it's also important that you don't keep saying negative things as growing. Oh, my leg. Every day you're complaining. Oh, my leg. Oh, my waist. Oh, my head. Oh, my this. I can't stand straight. I can't do this. Oh, I'm an old man. I'm an old lady. All those things may be true. If you keep saying it, it is said that there's the speech nerve control the rest of the body. So when you keep saying, it's true. But because it's not good and because it's not desirable, you don't have to keep talking about it. It's called faith. It's called faith. I'm talking about strong for the glory. So that when you are defied, you must be able to up your leg and do what you're doing now as a taekwondo boy. Can I have him for the Lord?
Amen. Now I say, ye nyo ye can be a say ye asa ye. Ewa dia na ye no kredi ene mo bibi wa wa. Wano wa moshishe ni pe mwe huse. Adia bi wa ye numa ye kasa ye kano. E tumika ye ni pe die nina. Enu ti wa niye fi. Wo sore pa ay mi de mi jodye yo. Mi sisi yo. Mi jonku yo. Na ye day. Wasi ye yo ye ne mo jayka. Jaisa wukesa samra wukle nina ano. Na e dia wa wabla bom. Uko tojo yo ya kre nkare. Usore na uko menka.
I have an amen for the Lord.
Amen.
Caleb said, I am 85. I am as strong as when I was 40.
Caleb said, didn't fear your wanum. Now so me who I didn't send an amy me won't fear your nine.
How could he do it? We don't know exactly. Because the Bible doesn't tell us. But we can infer. It's possible that he kept his physical body very active. Maybe he lifted weights. Maybe he did press ups. Maybe he went for a walk on a regular basis. Maybe he danced most of the time. These four things I've mentioned have been scientifically proven that they can extend your life and make you strong.
Dance.
Many women don't like exercise. They like to dance. So put the music. Get your shirt. And get your shorts. And begin to dance in the house. Dance until sweat. And I'm saying this seriously. You see, if you're a pastor, you care for people in area of their life. You care for them spiritually. You care for them financially. You also care for them in their health. But many people will want you to pray for them that they be healed. And it is good. It's part of our work. But they have come to tell you that you must make your body physically strong. There are things that men like and there are things that women like. Dancing is a form of exercise. If you like, try to dance. Many of you, you don't dance, so you don't know what dancing means. But put in the music. And begin to go up and down. Up and down in your house. You will see that you will start sweating. The advantage is that in your old age, it will help your balance, your coordination, and then the strengthening of your bones. Many people, when they fall, they are almost getting ready to die because their bones are brittle, their bones are hard, not flexible. But as you walk, as you lift weights, you see, and when you tell a sister to lift weights, say, I don't want to be a cool Rambo. I don't want my hair to become big, but I know a lady had a bottle like this filled with sand, pour water into it, increase the weight a little bit, and just lift it. Lift it. Lift it. Lift it. For bicep, for your tricep. Because Caleb did this in his 85, at the age of 85, his coordination was good. His balance, he didn't need a stick. And one of the things that hurt me so much is that in our nation, when somebody gets to 50, a woman, she doesn't wear anything apart from cloth. She always has to look womanly. Age 50, you are not grown. I know preachers. They stand 70 years, 80 years. When they tell you their age, you'll be surprised.
Yes.
They stand and they preach 1 hour, more than 1 hour. How come in our country, somebody is 45, he's always wearing cloth, he's like a mommy, getting ready to die. And complain, 45, you are complaining about your knee? Look, all of us must rise up. And my dear mothers, I'm saying this respectfully because I want you to be strong for the Lord. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. Niawa kankwesi ani se, we ya baba wa we ya brantia, mi awani sa wo ba pomudin ni o ma be ma wa pomayo dine en oba di fie nu pe na ne mru wa bo e sha sia no no wadi mi koto jo mi sisi e san se enyoma kakra kakra bi o wo so ye no onye enu ti e ma me no ma o ka se ye nkran se wo pa ye nchaw o pese ma pomu ye mudine ama di a wanya me da sha mo sasa mo nyane matumi aye eni ti o sra mo bibi kakra wo betumi aye wo ba da ye wa ma ona su ba ku mienu bi aye ye se e be bo ama wanya pomudine.
If it will help you, cut that long hair that makes you look like a woman. If it will help you, cut it like this one. Cut it.
Ebia, cut it. Ebia, wa usunti wa dunya usa wa wa babri wa wia wasipcha.
Cut it and look like 17.
Ne chana ya se tisa miroda abaiwa fefe.
And begin to walk like 17.
Nana tisa ababa yu afenu esiso.
There are things men like, there are things women like, and we all need to choose the type of exercise we like. And we must all exercise.
And you may be wa map and you may be wa mema inti wa say ye fan ye yama yeno na ya ye ni edima ya pomu yedni.
Let's look at Deuteronomy 34:7.
Mama yoko Deuteronomy.
Moses was another strong man.
Na Moses su yobi anani huwa din.
Strong for the glory of the Lord.
Ne huwa din awa nyamien mo nyam se eka hun.
When he got to 120 years.
Emra wa if you han ye no no.
He died.
Oh yeah.
Verse 7.
And so.
Deuteronomy 34:7.
Deuteronomy, the son and nine chichemunsun.
120 years he died. But Moses did not wear glasses. The Bible says his eyes were dim. Maybe, you see, this it runs in face, so I don't know what exercise you can make for you to see. Do you understand that? Apart from eating well. But there's no exercise that you can do to make you see. Those of us who wear glasses, like when we are reading or when we want to see afar or things close to us, part of it is genetics. But part of it can also be corrected if you eat well. Now so do your best. But I'm very sure that the line of Moses, he had the kind of where his eyes were not dim. If this is not true, maybe the glory of God gave him that. And so I'll ask myself, how come the glory of God give all of us the same thing? That's why I believe it is more of a natural thing in his family. But the Bible says that his natural force did not go down. Was not down. Explain that word, the natural force, and we can move on. Do you know that you don't die because you are sick? You can die after you have fulfilled the will of God. And that's how we must die. We must not allow sickness to kill us. We must not allow disease to kill us. Our bodies must be physically strong to the glory and for the glory of God. Are you here with me? But Moses, you know, in his calling as a shepherd, in his natural calling as a shepherd and his spiritual calling as somebody who often went to the mountain to talk to God, he was engaged in a lot of physical activity. This Moses that we love so much, he was a shepherd always carrying or following his sheep, directing them. Have you an old man who is a shepherd before? It's likely that he will not do well. Because if one is going astray and is running, how do you deal with it? But Moses will travel long distances with the pasture so that the flock, so that they can find pasture and feed. I believe that the walking within his natural calling or profession helped him. But there are some of us, the kind of work we do, we don't walk much. Yeah. So you have designed some to make it up. Yeah. Otherwise, what Moses had, you may not get it. Because your work is that you are always seated. You are always seated. So find a way of getting up. So that within your calling, natural calling, there's an exercise regime that you have inherently and out of wisdom incorporated into your daily personal activity. It will help you. It will help you.
Now, Mose, you'll be a no nante. And to be a way, Juma, we are no, you'll be a den in our Tinaho. Uber Tinaho, Upper Dia, we are Juma office, who Tom, a dear, we're Job, then in our Tawa. And not to what would a done uncle say, you know, she'll say, Obey a baby, a better mamma, one nante, Kaka, Obey up on Mudine, said then a Mose, 1 hour.
Moses often climbed Mount Sinai.
Now, Mose, no, you'll be a no fruit before Sinai.
Mount Sinai, I tried to find out how the elevation was 2,285 meters high. 7,497 feet.
Mount
Sinai.
Sinai.
Yeah. How many times did Moses go up Mount Sinai? I tried to find that one also out. Moses went up a mountain not less than 8 times, 7,497 feet. Imagine it.
Where are 30 feet? Oh, 7,000.
Not less than that. So all these things built into his natural force.
Now when
how many mountains do you climb in your life? I found a mountain over here. I decided that it's my exercise gym. I walk from where I'm staying, come to climb that. And when I climb with pace like I'm walking like this, because I just want to test my endurance.
Now, wa se baby wa ti anaji wa wananti abe frost abe. Na amdi wa de nanti na nua nua de afuse be yo when we say na pomude no at the same.
One guy said he will give me a lift.
Now that could not be said so for mama lift.
It's not every lift that you must take. Oh,
any lift to be an asawoje.
I mean, it's nice if we are coming to church and we see people and we live there. Is it not nice? It's nice, it's ethical, brotherly, kind, it's Christian, and all that. But sometimes you must say, oh, I'll be there soon. 2 minutes, I'll be here. It's not every lift you must take. Learn to move your body. Move it. It will help you.
Now, when you pedu anusia say, ube piano na ye bibi, ma uni pedu aninye bibi.
Now, Apostle Paul also talked about exercise.
Now, young Papa Paul, so kasafa apomudinihu.
1 Timothy 4:7.
Timothy, mume di kain.
Let's read that, and we are bringing it to a close.
Now, mama yung kinkan yano suna yenye.
1 Timothy 4:7.
Timothy, mume di kain. Tina tichemunson.
Paul was talking about physical fitness.
Now, now young Papa Paul, o kasafa say yetina huya yani pedue emu adne.
And he said, it has it.
Now I can say emphasis was so.
King James says that physical exercise profits little.
What can King James now was say? So woman wa pomo dinner will ya be and you so many pemo. Emphasis was so no more to a be.
Do you know why Christians sometimes don't exercise?
Now when him sent a Christopher one more mamma ya a pomo dinner your manana.
Because Paul said the profit is what? We want more profit. What do you mean? We want more profit. But read the verse very well. You will see he's comparing our life on earth to our life after our life in eternity. How many years do we have on this earth? Not much, little. But compared to how much we are going to, how many, the number of years we're going to spend after death is a lot. So you can say little, and the word little is relative. It's relative. So don't let that little fool you, because there is more to it than little.
So
I asked myself, what is that little prophet I want to know? And I
discovered
3 things. First of all, they say when you physically move your body or exercise.
Now,
it takes away stress hormones or chemicals from your body.
Now I say, "Emma, son, your man, Emma, your dad,
you anytime you feel worried,
there be a word, you know, I cause a word, you know,
and you cast your cares upon the Lord.
Now what do you do, you know, my way?
But you are struggling with that care.
Now, mom, sad, you know, go swallow what
you
know.
You have cast it upon God, and sometimes you just want to carry it a little bit.
Now,
so you worry about it.
What do you mean, you know,
Anytime you get worried about something, some chemicals released into your body. They are not meant to stay in body for long. Like adrenaline. Like cortisol. They make you fight or flee. They give you energy to do something, and they must not stay in your body for long. And when you are worried, these things are released into the body, and they stay for a long time. It begins to get into parts of the body and begin to destroy it. But when you exercise and you move your body, it brings it down. It brings it down. And it brings it down. So anytime you feel stressed out, do physical activity. It will help you.
And until you can say, sa adie ya say ya wahawa na fan say, you don't have to see na albebi ba. Adrenaline no ba umu ene adie we ube fam. And until sa wahawa sa adie ne to me ba umu biom. Na wase jina umu che. And until you can say, wudu a wudu jene ne che wa umu. Na mo mba siya say wudu wunipe diani ye bibia na abrasi.
Number two, when you exercise your physical body, it gives you more energy. It makes you physically stronger. Even when you are tired. Even when you are tired. And you exercise your body. The tightness will vanish right now. You'll be surprised. Try it and see. Of course, there's some tiredness which the answer to that tiredness is sleeping or resting. I'm not arguing with that one. But there's a tiredness, the way to kill it, like small thing that I'm tired. Small thing. Exercise the body and you see that the level of your energy will go up. This, will you say this is little? De-stressing your life, would you say this is little?
No.
It's not little at all. I don't have the time to expound on it because it goes in several dimensions. How come God could trust Moses to write the law? His mind was clear. His mind was not fuzzy because he was exercising. It's not like he's trying to get 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and then he says 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 or verse 8 and say verse 7. So his mind was not fuzzy. His mind was clear. And God could trust him with details of how he created the world, how the pattern of the temple should be, the things they must do, God trusted him and he wrote them. That's another benefit of exercising the mind.
Now exercise no nasa po mudine ahuodine ni ma wasa wo ye etumi ma wa jiri mu kra bie na mo se wo nyame ma na doma ni a wo ye ye nyina wo bo anu mo tre sanse na jiri ni emuda ho enti se wo ye bibi bia wo nante kakra wa bre wo nante kakra wa bre sha se se wo ye bibi wo ni paduam na obehun sasa de no ekọ.
So please exercise your body.
Ni awaka ko sia ni se mi awani na ye bibi ma wodi padua yi na wo ye ebeboa wo benya pomodine wo benyini ache ebeboa.
Another benefit.
Ni ewo bi wa wo benya mfaso bi oni se
American Heart Foundation or Association. This is what they have got to say about physical exercise.
America ku awo mo sha akuma ni emunsem no asem o makani.
They say every hour that a person exercises,
was saying don't shba ku bi bia ro bi de no ho to was wo ye na pomodin ho bibi no,
he adds 2 hours to his life.
Nana na ne kwa wo be di wa asase sunu odi don shri mienu ka ho.
That's one of the things I like about white people. They do research for everything.
Na nyoma we bi na me pa wa bra fo ho mo hwehwe nyoma mu.
Hour of exercise.
Se wo ye pomodin ho ade don shra
extends your life by 2 hours.
What the
It doesn't mean you will live forever. But within the years that God has given you, you will hit it, and by virtue of strength, you may even go beyond it.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships. But if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling. Counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.